This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is David Yokish. He's the Iva Coles Dedication Project Manager. Welcome to the show, David. We're going to discuss Iva J. Coles, a dedication and reception that will be coming up for him on August the 24th. And right now, we did do a previous program on Iva Coles here on WSMI, but right now, if you would, could we have a background again on Iva J. Coles and the historic importance of what's coming up?
Yes, it all started with a young man by the name of Matt Campbell from Washington, Pennsylvania. He's a professional collector of coins and medals. Those professionals are called numismatists. And he found an original 1904 Carnegie Hero Fund Commission medal. The first year those were assigned was 1904. He purchased that medal on eBay. Luckily, he had history in mind besides monetary value, and he contacted the Carnegie Commission as well as contacting me through the Macoupin County Historical Society website. He was wanting informational background that we might be able to help him out with in regards to that medal. I went to work with a large group of researchers. In fact, 10 were involved in the final project helping in background on this medal. One of the things we determined was the fact that Iva J. Coles was buried at the Bunker Hill Cemetery. Through more research, we certified the plot where he was buried and the fact that when he was buried in 1904, there was no gravestone to mark his site. Through contributions from the Carnegie Commission, as well as the Macoupin County Historical Society, the Pennsylvania Association of Numismatists, and Carlinville Monument, we were able to come up with a tombstone with a Carnegie grave marker that is now in place at the Bunker Hill Cemetery. We will dedicate that gravestone and marker at an 11 a.m. ceremony on the 24th Wednesday morning. Following the ceremony at 11:20, approximately that morning, there will be a group press conference in which some of the key contributors and family members involved in that project will be interviewed. At 1 p.m., there is a public reception where Matt Campbell will unveil the original medal. I might add the 11 a.m. gravesite ceremony is also open to the public. You are welcome to attend. At both ceremonies, we will have Eric Zarin, who is the executive director of the Carnegie Commission, will be in attendance. Matt Campbell, who owns the medal, will be in attendance. State Senator Annie Menard will also be in attendance at that ceremony. So that kind of brings us up to date from the first interview.
As you said, this 1904 was the first year that recipients were given this Heroes Award, and since that time, thousands of people have received them. And Andrew Carnegie, why or how did this all get started in his name and with his fund commission?
The number, in fact, the board who oversees the awarding of the medals, as they meet four times a year, to designate awardees. Their current number of awardees is at 9,868 honorees. They spent over $38 million over the years in these awards. Andrew Carnegie was a Pittsburgh steel worker or steel maker. He'd long held the idea that ordinary citizens who perform extraordinary acts of heroism should be recognized. What helped key the situation for him was a massive explosion on January 25th of 1904 in a coal mine at Harwick, Pennsylvania, which is near Pittsburgh. It claimed 181 lives, And it kind of inspired him to start the award process that has been in place since that point. Two of the victims had entered the mine after the explosion in an ill-fated rescue attempt, and they were two of the original awardees. Iva J. Coles from Macoupin County was also on that list. I might add, they came up with the awards list sooner than they did the medals. It took them several years to get the medals out to recipients. In fact, the mother of Iva J. Coles didn't receive that medal till 1908. Andrew Carnegie remarked, "I do not expect to stimulate or create heroism by this fund, knowing well that heroic action is impulsive. But I do believe that if the hero is injured in his bold attempt to save or serve his fellows, that he should be recognized." So within 3 months of that mine disaster, Carnegie set aside $5 million to start that commission. And it's been functioning ever since from that original investment, as well as other donations that they continually try to gain funds for.
In our previous conversation, you alluded to some other Macoupin County residents who also have received the same award a few years later than Iva Coles, but maybe you could talk about those two as well.
Yeah, at one point in this process, after I'd received the first email, I thought maybe it would be appropriate to investigate other Macoupin County residents that might have received this award. And there are three other residents who at one time had received the award. One was Robert Rutherford, and this goes back to 1931 in Girard. There was a cave-in, and Robert was 19 years old at the time. It was a water well with brick-walled lining for the water well. As the cave-in began, it trapped Robert's father along with another local worker. Robert immediately jumped down, pulled bricks and dirt off his dad, got him to the ladder to climb out. Then he went back and saved a second person, non-family person. During all this time, he was being told that he should get out of the well right now because it was about to cave in. Well, he stayed down there, helped the other person finally get uncovered, got him to the ladder, and then Robert was the last one out of the well. He no more than got to the surface, and the well completely caved in. Another award winner was Robert Bruce Ogg from Gillespie. Another 1931 incident in which there was a possible drowning in this case also as well. It was a successful save. Robert was swimming with a friend, John Rice, at the Gillespie Country Club Lake back in June of 1931. And John jumped off the diving board, went under the surface, and did not resurface in the normal amount of time. Robert, who was wading in the water at the time, decided to swim over to see what was going on, went down under the water, as typically happens in drowning situations. John grabbed him and they were both underwater. Initially, Robert had to escape John's hold, go back to shallower water, get his breath, and then he turned around and went back after John a second time. And once again, John grabbed a hold of him, but Robert was strong enough this time to surface and eventually get to shallow enough water to where both of them could get out of the water. The third recipient of a Carnegie Award was Eugene Burke from Girard. This was a 1939 situation in which Eugene prevented a possible train injury situation and noticed an elderly man on the other side of the tracks whose name was John Wilson. He was 76 years old at the time. And John was approaching the track Eugene could tell he wasn't aware of the train coming for some reason, whether that be hearing problem or what, we don't know from the story of the situation. Eugene could tell that John was going to walk right into the train if he didn't do something, so he jumped across the tracks and grabbed John at the last second and pulled him away from the tracks as the train sped by. So those are three of the other Macoupin residents who have won the Carnegie Award. We are going to, at the Bunker Hill Cemetery, not only dedicate the grave for Iva J. Coles, but we will also honor these three recipients, and there will be relatives and families that will be attending that I think will really enjoy the way they are treated that day as well.
You made mention of many people researching all of this information, and maybe you might want to recognize who those individuals are.
We ended up with a list of about 10 that have helped contribute in one way or another to this project, and I'd certainly like to list their names. People such as Carolyn Bettis, Debbie Gehr, Jerry Grandoni, Beverly Holler, Steve Joyce, Molly Kennedy, Libby Clocky, Linda Kvesiak, Marty Lane, Mary Schmedeke, Pat Sims, and Tom Cromwell. They've all in some way or another helped me build the story behind the medal recipients, and I certainly appreciate all that they have done.
And again, you are still sort of continuing research, and if anyone knows more information about the Coles family or relatives of this family, they can contact you.
That's correct. Again, I'm Dave Yokish, and my cell number is 217-415-3458. Don't hesitate to leave a message if I don't answer. Again, 217-415-3458.
Dave Yokish, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County. And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.